This is TWiT.
Well, listen, in the little bit of time we have left, I want to turn our attention to your speakers. Now, you have these speakers called the Amazing Line Source Speakers. And we have a couple pictures of them, actually. We want to show people. There's just, there they are right there. And also in a room. And I want to show that picture in a room. Those things are tall. Man, they go floor to ceiling. Tell us a little bit about these. What's the idea behind them? How you came about coming up with the Amazing Line Source Speakers?
Well, first of all, the name. I wanted them to have a name that was impossible to pronounce without aggrandizing them. So that's why.
A true marketeer there in that moment. Yeah.
Now imagine those loudspeakers in this room. Imagine the floor is a mirror and the ceiling is a mirror. And imagine that all the little drivers, and just imagine them being little candles or little light bulbs or something. And if you look down at the bottom, you'll see a loudspeaker with little candles that goes all the way down through the floor. Remember, it's a mirror, and it'll go down to minus infinity because it uses the top mirror, the mirror that's represented by the ceiling. If you look up, you'll see a line source with speakers and candles or light bulbs that goes all the way to plus infinity. It behaves as if it's a long gossamer wire that somehow by magic makes sound. That's what a line source does. It actually behaves as if it goes all the way down and all the way up to plus infinity and minus infinity. And guess what? Each one of those image, they're called image, in this case, loudspeakers, produce sound, just as much sound as the one that's actually there. And if it were light bulbs, you could read a book by it. You can actually listen to those speakers. And they produce a sound field that is unique among sound loudspeaker reproducers. And it gives a sound stage that's impossible to achieve any other way. You get a big, huge, beautiful, realistic sound stage, and the forward-firing ribbons produce the images, the solid images, inside, within that larger acoustic, within that larger sound stage. So that's the fundamental way they work. I love ribbons. I mean, I love ribbons, and I love line sources.
I was just going to say, before we go any further, let's take another look at the first picture and zoom in a little bit so we can see the structure. There are these tall, thin structures, towers. They have ribbon drivers all along the front, and they have, I guess, what we'd call mid-range dynamic drivers on both sides facing outward. We actually have a cutaway from the top that we can take a look as well. To see what it looks like if you were looking straight down on them, you would see kind of how the structure is called ALS cutaway or top cutaway, something like that. I forget exactly what it's called. There it is. So this is looking straight down from the top. And what led you to this design?
It was a lot of things, actually. It was a long, long set of experiments that taught me that if we want to build a big space, we can easily do so by having drivers that make sound go out all around the loudspeaker. And that's what the side-firing drivers do. They do two things. They provide something that's called an interaural time delay. The spacing of those drivers is about the same as the spacing between our ears. When we hear sounds in real life, we always hear two sounds per sonic event. So if we snap your fingers, your left ear hears the snap, and so does your right ear. When we play it back with loudspeakers, though, we hear four sounds or four arrivals for each sonic event. It's not quite as realistic. And what that does is the incorrect number of sound arrivals into our ear brain causes the space to collapse. So by doing this, by having this arrangement, I've recovered that lost space. It required two drivers spaced apart about the same as our interaural time delay, and it required a set of drivers that lit the room up to make the larger acoustic. The ribbons put the images inside of that larger acoustic. And that was the effect I wanted. And these speakers deliver that.